Jay.
And welcome back to the Grits and a Brit podcast. We have a very delicious topic for you today because it's the week of Thanksgiving here in the USA.
It is.
And Jay informed me earlier that Thanksgiving is known as the World Eating Championships. And I had to remind him that it's not just about food.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Everybody talks about food. The adverts on the television are about food. The turkeys are in hiding. I'm sure it's all about food.
No, it's not all about food, but we'll get into that later.
Okay.
Before we jump all the way into our topic for today, could you remind everybody what we talked about last time?
I could, because I'm pretty sure we talked about Southern slang last time. Not the UK slang with Scooby-Doo and that kind of thing. It was a Southern slang, which was full of Southern-type expressions, such as, well, button my butt and call me a biscuit.
No.
And there were a few others, such as fixings or fixing.
Fixing to. We'll go into fixins today.
Fixins.
But no, it was fixin'
where,
to.
That's where my mind fixin' went. To. My mind went fixins.
Your mind's always on
food. Yeah, my mind's
always
on food. Yeah, very true. But yes, Southern slang and expressions, and some of the expressions, I mean, you have to say them with a Southern accent, to be honest. So I'm going to pass some of the ones that we went over to you, so you can remind everybody.
Well, bless your heart.
Wait, is that an insult? Or are you saying that I'm very good?
It was too perfect. I had to take that opportunity.
I think that's, I feel a little insulted now, to be honest.
You darn skinny.
Yeah, you see? Can we skip this and move on to... I'm suddenly sort of feeling a little bit overwhelmed.
You darn skinny.
Thank you.
See, it works in multiple places.
It looks like it does, yeah.
Yeah, but that's just a couple of the Southern expressions, Southern slang that we went into last time. There's loads more. I'm sure we'll do another episode on Southern slang, and we could bring out a whole other episode on Cockney rhyming slang as well. God help us.
Yes. Lots of slang.
But let's not go too far down that rabbit hole today, Alice. See what I did there?
I did. Okay. Very smart. Okay. Very clever. Very clever. So what rabbit hole are we going down?
Yeah. Well, let's go down the rabbit hole of what warm-up do you have for us today? What are our introductory game or whatever?
Well, seeing as we're doing a podcast about food and Thanksgiving, which, as I said, is all about food, I think for the warm-up it would be...
It's about food, isn't it?
It may be. I can neither confirm nor deny your suspicions. But the warm-up is...
Thanksgiving's not all about food, but...
Okay, we'll discuss that. We'll discuss that. That's what a podcast is for.
Okay.
Okay, so the warm-up is, what one food could you eat every day for the rest of your life?
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
There's too many. You go first. I need time to think. That's.
Let me see. For me... Well, being a Brit, I'm going to say a full English.
Tell everybody what you mean by full English, though.
Full English is sausages and beans, black pudding, tomatoes, some toast, cup of tea.
Eggs,
fried eggs, or scrambled eggs, really.
Hash browns sometimes.
Sometimes a hash brown, yeah. So that's a full English. It's basically...
It's actually really tasty.
It's really tasty. Basically a heart attack on a plate, to be honest. Yeah. So mine would be a full English, but as I'm saying, it's not really healthy. So not for health reasons, obviously, but to be honest, just to keep the NHS on its toes. So, yeah.
Yeah, but then you have to explain what the NHS is.
That's a whole other podcast. The NHS. Look it up, people. NHS. If you're from the UK listening to this, you know what I'm talking about.
It's a healthcare system. We won't go any further, but it's a healthcare system.
Healthcare system.
Yep. In the UK.
So mine is a full English. What is yours?
Probably chicken Alfredo from Olive Garden. Specifically Olive Garden.
I'd never heard of Olive Garden before I came over here. And I have to be honest, it's a really nice restaurant.
Yeah, but the chicken Alfredo. I'm a sucker for carbs.
It's an Italian restaurant, for those who don't know.
Yes, thank you. It's an Italian restaurant. I am a sucker for carbs. So pasta and the white sauce and the chicken. And then they have the lovely breadsticks and the salad. Oh,
breadsticks. Never-ending breadsticks.
Yeah. If I could just get that meal every day, like that, I'd be good. And it fills you up too. I mean, all the carbs, all the energy. There you go.
It's very good. It's very nice.
That's totally healthy, right?
Healthy-ish, I think. Healthy-ish.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for carbs, so I can't help it. I'm also a sucker for turkey.
Brings us nicely around
too. Smooth transition. Yeah.
Almost professional.
You said that last time too.
I know. We're working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Maybe by episode 256 we'll get there.
Yeah.
But this is number 8, so we'll see.
So, to cure you of your, you think it's all about food. I'm going to educate you a little bit. I don't know all of this by heart, obviously, but do you have any idea how Thanksgiving got started? Have you heard it?
I think most people have a rough idea. And being a Brit, I've seen sort of movies and TV series and Charlie Brown, I think, did an episode like this.
I forced you to watch that.
You did, so I kind of know roughly, but...
Yeah, you probably know more than most.
Something to do with the settlers when they came over on that big ship, Mayflower, and they decided to give thanks because they were safe and they were having a meal and something like that.
Well, that's, I mean... I'll give you half credit.
Half credit? That's a fail, basically.
I don't know. No, it's not a fail. I don't know that these folks came over on the Mayflower, but they came over. Mm-hmm. They came over from your side of the pond. Uh-huh. So they settled in Plymouth, Massachusetts. That's where the first Thanksgiving was. And obviously they didn't call it Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But they settled there. They planted their crops. They had their first harvest. And they decided to have a big feast from their first harvest. And they invited the local Native American tribe. That's why if you watch, like, I think Everybody Loves Raymond has an episode that does, like, the kids are doing the play with the pilgrims and the Native Americans. That's what that's about. They came together and they had, like, a feast. The Native Americans brought some food and the pilgrims brought some food and they sat and ate together to be thankful for their lives, to be thankful for their harvest and good company, good food. Mm. And that's how Thanksgiving got started. I think a lot of people mostly do the food, but there is still this, you know, it's the time for giving thanks. Like all the fall decorations and stuff, give thanks, you know, be thankful. But it has taken on a lot of a like world championship of eating
all the food, all the time.
Yeah. But saying that, I mean, you've had a couple of Thanksgivings here now.
Yeah.
So do you think it's more about the food or the thanks or a little bit of both?
To be honest, I think it's all about the family. It's all about getting together. It's whether there's a lot of food or no food. I think it's just joining in with the family. And I know there's travel and congestion on the streets and planes getting delayed because this, that, and the other. It's mostly about meeting up with family and giving thanks for your family and your friends, from what I can see.
Yeah.
Although food is a big part of it. I mean, come on. Yeah.
I mean, well, you get the family together. What are you going to do? You're going to sit down and have a meal together.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. Everybody sort of goes home for Thanksgiving. Okay, not everybody, obviously, but lots of people go home for Thanksgiving or maybe even have it like a Thanksgiving thing with their friends, you know. But yeah, everybody kind of gets together, sits down, has a nice meal. I think that's an accurate description.
Yeah, I think so.
So now that we have a little bit of knowledge about why it actually got started, now let's talk about the food. Would you like to talk about sort of what we eat? What's your British opinion of the American Thanksgiving meal?
My opinion is that I eat turkey in November when I should be eating it on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
It's like my Christmas dinner is usually turkey, roast potato, Yorkshire pudding, peas, some gravy, fixings, as you would say, all the extras.
Fixings.
On the side. So that's usually a Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
And some ham maybe and that kind of thing. But move that forward about a month.
Yeah.
And it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So for me, it's Christmas dinner a month early, which means for Christmas, I don't have a Christmas dinner because turkey is not eaten at Christmas.
You don't have, you don't have your traditional Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
I usually because your traditional Christmas dinner is what we do for Thanksgiving.
What you do for Thanksgiving,
So you don't have the Thanksgiving. You don't have the thing the month before.
Yep.
So you just have the one and you get turkey. But we have the turkey 1 month before and then we do something else.
Yeah.
Everybody's turkeyed out after Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
So we do something else for Christmas.
Definitely turkeyed out. I mean,
but like you said, I'll have to see if I can get you a little bit of turkey.
Yeah,
for Christmas this year.
It's a few days away when we're recording this.
Yeah.
But we will be having turkey for probably the next 12 days after this.
Yeah, that's at another thing about Thanksgiving. There's usually so much food that there's so much left over. Like you have it for like a week until it runs out, you know,
turkey or sandwiches,
you take some to the neighbor next door or the people at work. Yeah. Turkey, everything. Basically, if you've seen that episode of Friends where Monica makes the like delicious turkey sandwich. Yes, definitely. That's a thing.
Yep.
So yeah, menu maybe like turkey, obviously that's a given. I don't know if there was turkey at the first Thanksgiving.
I don't know.
Did we make that up? I'll have to look that up later.
Yeah.
But yeah, so turkey, there's gravy, stuffing. Had you ever had stuffing before you came here?
Oh, of course, yeah. We have stuffing with chicken, turkey at Christmas. Yeah, lots of stuffing. Yep.
Okay. Cranberry sauce?
Cranberry sauce. I like cranberry sauce.
Did you have it before?
Not often, but I do like it. I had it once in a while. I mean, when we had turkey for Christmas. Sometimes
you had cranberry sauce. Okay. I see. You can have cranberry sauce in different ways, though. You can have you like the jellied kind.
I do.
So it's like a roll, basically, of cranberry sauce. Yeah,
just slice a chunk off and put it over the turkey.
And if you got turkey and gravy, you got to have mashed potatoes.
Yep.
Also, sweet potatoes are huge, and I know you don't like them.
I love
sweet potatoes. Mm. We also call them yams.
Yeah, it's a southern thing.
Yeah, it's a southern thing. Yeah. That's one of the fixins. So fixins are your sides that go with your meal. So if you say turkey with all the fixins, that would be your gravy, your stuffing, your cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, macaroni and cheese. I'm getting hungry. Just
macaroni
and cheese.
Oh, that's.
I know. We gotta. You know what? We have to tell everybody about your cheese thing. That's
I have a
whole
cheese phobia.
No, it's not a phobia.
It is to me.
It's not a phobia. You're not afraid of cheese.
I'm cheese phobic. I wonder if there's a cheese phobic thing. You know, like agoraphobia for heights. And what's the one for clowns? Clownophobia?
Oh, no, I don't remember.
Yeah, there's something for clowns, but
I don't remember.
I wonder if there's one for cheese.
Glossophobia, fear of public speaking. Is it noctophobia, nyctophobia?
Agoraphobia, not agoraphobia. Was it for spiders?
Arachnophobia.
There must be one for cheese. Cheese or phobia.
But you're not afraid of cheese. You like cheese.
I like it in a quarter pounder.
No, see, here's the thing. I say this all the time because it's so true. He loves cheese until he doesn't. And when he doesn't,
pretty much.
Don't you dare.
Pretty much. Is there any cheese on this?
Yeah, but that's the thing. It doesn't even have to have cheese on it for you to
smell.
Go. Yeah, I think it's cream or milk or butter.
Yeah,
like I had buttered popcorn the other night, and you're like, "That's cheesy." It's butter. it's not cheese. It's butter. You're so nitpicky about cheese.
Sometimes there's some kinds of cheese, especially the cheese that you get on top of pizza.
Parmesan.
Oh, that stinks. Oh, it's like old socks. It's like somebody grating old socks on your pizza. it's a nasty smell. Yeah, so that's not.
Yeah, I know better than to try Parmesan. Yeah, I know you don't like Parmesan, I've made, speaking of, you know, chicken Alfredo, I've made chicken Alfredo for you at home, and you're like, it's too cheesy. There's no cheese. Like there's, which I think we found out there is some kind of cheese in a lot of the sauces.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does. The thing doesn't even have to contain cheese, and you're just like, it's too cheesy. What do you mean it's too cheesy? There's no cheese. But it's, yeah, cream. I don't. We'll figure it out one day.
Yeah, I think we will.
You're cheese intolerant, yeah. Except on Wednesdays and special occasions. And
I'm going to look up to see what a phobia is of cheese. Cheesophobia. Cheese. I'm going to look it up. It's going to be called cheesophobia.
We've coined that phrase on the Grit Center Brit podcast. Everybody remember that. Cheesophobia. That's ridiculous. Oh, I don't even know where we were going. We were talking about fixins and somehow
sides and mac and cheese. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's not, I don't like mac and cheese.
Collards. Had you ever had collard greens before?
No. It's kind of like a cabbage, isn't it?
It's... It's similar to like the spinach family.
Spinachy.
It's not like spinach, but it's chopped up really finely. Here in the South, we like season it with like some kind of meat seasoning or they say fatback. Have you ever heard of fatback?
Mm. Nope.
Yeah, probably nobody else on the planet has either. But yeah, it's a green. Like kale or spinach, we chop it up, we season it with some kind of meat sauce, and then I can't eat collards without vinegar because that's how my grandpa raised me.
Okay.
But you put vinegar on top, and so it's like greens. Now I want collards, and we don't have any collards for Thanksgiving.
I want a full English, but you can't get it anywhere. Anyway.
I'll have to go back to London for that. Yeah. But green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole,
yeah,
that's not bad.
Yeah, we are having green bean casserole, so that'll be good. Yeah, maybe, you know what? Maybe we'll take a picture of our plate from Thanksgiving and share it on all the socials and everything.
And on the website.
Insta and all those sites that we are like so active on.
Yeah, gritcenterbrit.com.
Like three posts.
I think it's four now.
Oh, yeah.
We'll stick it on gritcenterbrit.com.
Yeah, gritcenterbrit.com, Instagram, maybe YouTube.
Maybe.
But that kind of feels like a good place to go, hey, everybody, like and subscribe.
I like your style.
See? Almost professional.
Almost professional. Yeah, like and subscribe.
Yeah.
And follow us. I was just about to say, follow us, we're delicious.
Cut this bit out, right? Are we going to cut this one out?
No, I think we'll leave that minute.
Should we explain it?
As this Irish guy, he does a lot of social media. And he says a lot of sort of comments about the US and Ireland and etc. And his catchphrase is like, follow me, I'm delicious. So when you said follow us, straight into my head came, follow us, we're delicious. I'm not going to steal his catchphrase. I'm not going to say it because it's his catchphrase, but it just came into my head when you said follow us.
Because we've been watching him religiously lately.
Yeah,
and that's what he ends his podcast with every time. I can't even think of his name right now.
I can't.
I'm sorry.
What we'll do, we'll put it down in the links on YouTube. We'll put a link to his podcast because I think everybody should watch it.
He's so funny.
He's just a funny guy.
And you've got the Irish ties as well. Say it with an Irish accent. See us out with the Irish accent.
I can't do it.
Follow me, I'm delicious.
So yeah, follow us, we're delicious. I actually sounded quite like him. That was quite good. I know. I think we'll leave that bit in. I'm not cutting that out. So anyway.
We gotta go. I can't stop. Oh, I can't breathe. Okay.
Where were we even? What were we even doing?
I've lost it.
Okay. Take a breath. Get in. Control yourself. Control yourself, woman. Oh, she's proper lost it. She's rolling back in her chair and everything. Tears.
I've got tears rolling down my face. Oh, okay. I needed that laugh. All right.
Okay. Back to, what were we talking about?
I don't know. Like, we talked about Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah. You said follow us. And...
good. Follow us. Yeah. Like, etc. All them things. That's about it, really. We've talked about the menu. What about a quick dessert? What's the dessert?
Oh, I can't believe I almost forgot to talk about desserts. Pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
Pecan.
That's why I said pecan pie.
No, you said pecan. I don't know what a pecan is. Pecan pie.
Pecan, yep.
Is my fave.
I have to be honest, I'd never heard of it before I came over here. And I was a little bit sort of dubious. I looked at it and I thought, it's kind of brown and yucky looking. It's like muddy. And I took a taste and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Do you know what? That's really good.
Apparently that's my catchphrase.
Yeah, pecan pie, pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is nice as well.
Is a staple.
Again, something I hadn't had until I came over here. And I was just like, pumpkin and a pie? No, but it was really good.
Yeah,
apple pie, of course, a staple.
Yeah.
Apple pie ice cream.
That's not really a Thanksgiving staple.
But we've got one in the fridge.
We do have one in the fridge. We got from our realtor. It was free. And it's delicious.
Ah, you've lost it now. You've lost it.
We get the same apple pie from our realtor every year.
We do every year, which is
nice. It really is delicious. And we do have it with ice cream. That's sort of an American thing. Apple pie, ice cream. Yes. But it's not really a Thanksgiving thing. So Thanksgiving thing would be sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie, pecan pie. Chocolate pecan pie is a new thing, and it's delicious.
I love me some chocolate. Yeah, I love me some chocolate.
Yes. I'm trying to think. There's also, people are doing a lot with pumpkin now. Pumpkin cheesecake, pumpkin rolls.
Any
pumpkin.
Kind of cheesecake does it for me.
Yeah.
Any kind.
That was actually like one of the first things I ever made for you. I made you a strawberry cheesecake.
It was really good. What was the other one? There's two. Strawberry and what was the other
cherry.
One? Cherry. They
strawberry
were both so
and
good.
Cherry. When you were walking across a bridge carrying a pie with you in Florida.
Yeah, with my hands outstretched, so it was flat. Like you carry a pizza.
Yep.
I thought if I carried it, it would like mess up. And we're in Florida where we first met on the bike ride.
Yeah. We still haven't gone into that.
We'll have to go into that. Yeah. Our first meeting, how we met. We met in Florida after I'd cycled 3,000 miles across the USA.
Oh, now there is a cliffhanger for you.
There's a cliffhanger.
We'll have to continue from there next time. So that'll have to be next.
I think next podcast we'll do how we met. I was on a bicycle cycling across the USA. I arrived in Florida after 62 days and you were on the beach. And we met and I said, hello, how are you? And the rest is history. We've ended up making a podcast. And I think on that note, you can say goodbye, Chris.
Goodbye, Chris.